Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. On this episode, we talk about Jonathan Majors. We talk about Deion. Are they for real? The Colorado Buffaloes continue to win going into Oregon next week. We talk about white people using black slang and many more. Here we go.
Yep, that's where we're at. Yo, I do want to get to this other topic here that came up on the list, which is the aliens in fucking Mexico, bro. Like, that shit had me dying, because why the Mexican aliens short too, man?
Just,
Little essay aliens, man. Oh, that was just, it was a big ass mustache.
That shit was crazy.
Hey, who made that paper mache?
Somebody, what? Abuela.
Like, bro, that shit is crazy. That's a prop from a movie in the 60s or
something. That shit was a pinata. They got that shit from the pinata thing.
Don't that shit is an E.T. pinata from 1985, bro. That niggas just kept in the junkyard.
Somebody said that shit was a cake.
Yo. Yeah. For all the people that were able to see the falsehoods with it, shout out to everybody that ate that shit up alive real quick. Pause and fucking just was reposting it as if it was, once again, niggas just love a good alien story.
Just love a good alien story, bro. Niggas can't get it. We was in the barbershop talking about it because the homie believe in aliens, and like we was just clowning, like, did you see this? You see this one?
Like, I said, nigga, if I ever had that nigga, I'll put that nigga on my coffee table, that little ass nigga. That little ass nigga look like a call statue, dog. Also, Jer, breaking news, my niggas. Anthony Richardson headed to the locker room.
Oh, damn.
Damn, where?
Is that your QB, Jerv?
He's on my bench. I was actually
So week one, I saw Jerv, you lost, but you didn't lose to somebody in the group. You lost to one of the people we don't know. So
yeah. I think they talk shit to me on Twitter too. So shout out to them. That was.
So do those games count, by the way, towards the bet?
Yeah. It all counts. Yeah. All counts, bro.
You got to finish the best among the.
Yeah. Listen, bro, I know one person I'm definitely going to finish ahead of. And that nigga, he not on the pod today, but that nigga's team is ass.
Oh, Julio.
What's going on with Juju, man? Because he took this L. He's supposed to show up to the show. He ain't showed up in 2 weeks. So I beat Juju last week. He ducking.
Niggas,
you know what I'm saying? He don't want to show face. Juju, we know you out there, bro. Pull up.
This team is ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like Offset.
Juju, I got a trade for you, Cardi B, and
what's the name? Nicki Minaj's husband. Come on, man. Don't be out here ducking smoke. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You took the L. I know niggas seen that. You seen that online? Yeah. What's up with niggas, man? Yeah,
niggas said, looking for him.
Niggas said Nicki Minaj's husband can't pull up to the school zone.
We're in a group chat. One of our homies is from Atlanta. He's one of them, like, New York niggas is this. New York always. So anytime shit happens, so like you can only imagine when the whole like YG Gunna shit happened. Niggas was like, snitch ass niggas from Atlanta. Da, 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 da. So this video come out and he's like, look at y'all. Look at these Queens niggas. I hope to God when y'all 45, y'all not behaving like this. Da, da, da. My nigga Maddie said, no. That's prison niggas. That's not Queens stuff behavior. That's niggas that went to jail and just got out, man. That shit is weird, bro.
Niggas looking burnt as hell. Standing in the fucking circle with hoodies on trying to... What are these niggas even doing?
What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
And that was the best response he could ever have. Is like, nigga, I just hopped off the jet. Like, fuck what y'all niggas talking about? Like,
nigga, was he with the Kai Sinat or whatever?
Yeah, that shit was funny. Niggas are saying like he looked like his older brother. Like,
you do, yeah, you do, man.
For real.
I still don't understand the Kai Sinat fucking, like, I don't get it. I don't get it, man. Him and what's the other one? Speed? Is his name Speedy or Speedy or what?
Speed. I don't get him at all. Yo.
I don't know who Speed is.
Get your money, but like.
Another one of these little spaz niggas, but like,
yeah, it's a streaming different community though, bro. They just think it's humor. Like, it's a TV show for them niggas, basically.
I know, but it's not a funny TV. Like, I get it. Them niggas are funny. Like I'll give you a great example. Like, I don't know if these niggas stream or not, but like Mark Phillips and the RDC World guys.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like, this shit is funny, bro. I get it, but like, it's still entertaining. Like, this shit is just a nigga yelling and stuff, man, and drooling. Like, that's what's up for y'all. That's what y'all like, man. Like, I don't get it. That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. It's not like it's creative or funny. It's just
someone just happened to have a camera on, basically.
Yeah, that shit is weird. I don't understand the entertainment value, like, either. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I, it's good when I see, like, the clips, like, when somebody cuts it together, like, when they cut together the whole 24-hour shit with him and Offset. Yeah. Like, that shit was funny. The niggas was doing push-ups and getting sturdy and doing whatever. It was like, oh, this nigga's having a sleepover, ha-ha. But, like, to actually sit there and watch that shit for hours or have it on, like...
And by the way, like, it's not like Offset is, like, this incredibly engaging character. Like, I'll watch anything that nigga's in. Like, I went and saw, I told you, I saw that nigga perform, like, 3 weeks ago, and I was just like, bro, you can't lead with, like, four songs that nobody knows because it's on your album. You got to fucking come out and then introduce an artist that nobody knows. This is my artist. Like, oh, I don't know. Oh, we can't hear your shit that we've heard of. So, like, give me the shit from Migos. Give me some shit with the features on it. And then you can sprinkle in some shit I ain't heard of. Yeah, but, like, man, you coming out here. Yeah, and this is my new artist. I'm like, I don't know him or any of this music you've been playing. So the idea that I would tune in to watch this nigga, like, I don't know, man, do push-ups and shit.
Right. But also, I mean, it's crazy because I think the kind of what you're saying is what I felt when I was watching the VMAs. Any of y'all watch the VMAs?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Bro.
I don't like award shows. I haven't watched in a long time. I remember niggas used to shit on BET, but BET been getting more viewers now back as of late. But I remember one time on Twitter, niggas was not fucking with BET, and then I just quit one time, and I just never went back.
Bro, I realize how out of touch I am with whatever the youth shit
is. You didn't know nobody, huh?
Bro, I didn't.
You just like.
If it wasn't. And it was funny because it's like, I'm looking at people I don't even fuck with. Like, I'm Taylor Swift. Okay, I recognize her, you know, but it's like all Peso Pluma.
She looked like she was off. I fuck with Peso Pluma, bro.
Never heard of him before.
Speaking of Peso Pluma, this nigga put El Chapo in his lyrics, nigga.
And now he can't go. Listen,
he canceled every fucking concert after this. They threatened that nigga.
What did he say about him in the song?
It wasn't even bad. It was just like, nigga, don't say my name.
Damn.
And oh, by the way, El Chapo wife out of jail too now. So
shout out to her.
So niggas told
him.
Allowed
he said to say his name on the pod?
Right.
You might have to bleep that nigga. I ain't got no problem. But Peso Pluma canceled his fucking tour dates because he mentioned the one that shall not be named out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's gangster because if a nigga, you know what I mean? Nigga tell you, don't mention
that's
my name.
That's gangster.
That's gangster. Because there's a lot of niggas screaming at gangster, but that nigga said, you know what? I ain't going to Mexico. I ain't about to do it.
Yeah, like all that shit, I'm cool. But yeah, bro, watching the VMAs, like, and I just caught like a little portion of it. I didn't even sit for the whole shit, you know, like I just tuned in a little bit and I was like, yeah, this shit really ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really, I'm just not connecting with the music, you know, and none of the, what they got going on, like. And maybe that's not fully representative of what's going on in the culture, but, you know, like, I was just watching shit like, damn, I don't know this person. I don't know that person. Then it's like, I feel old because then LL Cool J come up and I'm like, of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, I recognize Ice Spice.
Didn't Diddy perform and bring his son on as Mace?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even listen. I had it on mute, I'm going to be honest. But I saw them both was on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I had it on mute at that point. Because that's what I'm saying. I was just tapped out. And I was just like.
My nigga Diddy said, if I can't make money off you no more, there's no reason for me to have you around me.
Also, I guess the girl from Danity Kane, Aubrey.
Yeah.
She went on one of these little bar stool joints and was discussing the royalty plan. And basically, it's for $900. Because I guess how it's set up, right? She was saying that they don't, you know, that's the only reality TV show that's not being, Making a Band is not being re-aired on MTV. And then also, since streaming is involved, they would have to have multiple songs or the album streamed 10 million times for them to actually see bread. And after they signed this contract, because I guess their royalties got bought, you know what I mean? They shit got bought by fucking Sony. So once they sign this contract, they'll get a payout of $900, but they can never mention Diddy or speak on it because it's a part of an NDA. And she was like, I'm not signing it. But she said two members that she won't mention had already signed it. So it's three of them that haven't signed it. And they basically trying to put together a doc of like how this nigga did his shady. So it's like, don't praise him for, you know what I mean? But, you know, I know niggas.
I don't really feel like the hood. I feel like, I don't really feel like the niggas. I feel like it was more like young people that was kind of praising it. I think.
I think we just know what it is. Cause I still listen to the album.
We just knew what it was. We know what it is with him.
Listen, yeah. I still listen to the album. The album's solid. You know what I mean? But like, to that point, it's like, am I supposed to expect this nigga to be a good nigga after fucking 30 years? No. You know what I mean? I feel like most niggas that do record deal shit anyway, and Jason, you can attest to this, is a nigga get jerked out of a deal, then he signed niggas and jerked him out of deal, then them next niggas jerk nigga out of deal, and it's just like, I'm real. That's how that shit go. Yeah, sure. Like, nigga, I gotta make this money back, and I'm gonna do it any way possible. And yeah, because they said off two albums, did he make $48 million off Danity Kane? Mm.
I believe it.
That's tough. That's tough.
I mean,
how much did they say they make? They made?
Well, royalty-wise, you know, I'm pretty sure they made some bank, but they probably thought, like, long-term they was going
to No. I'm just curious. I mean, I was just wondering.
For the royalty shit, they only going to get $900 back.
But they probably had
Mark Curry even went out on
like
that shit.
Like a one-time fee of $900 or like a reoccurring? That's crazy, yo.
A one-time fee. But Mark Curry also spoke on it too. He was like, nigga, if y'all want to keep it a buck, I'm not getting shit, a couple hundred dollars.
Right.
That's what Sony sent to everybody.
Because niggas bled all of the worth out of it already.
Yeah.
I saw someone posted like whatever it was, the year that the royalties for like majority of people would like at the next year, like the royalties would have just expunged anyway. Yeah. Or whatever, because it was like, so like with that being said, there was only 1 year left on them. That basically means, yeah, that would only be a certain amount because all the other shit has been gone.
Right. And then I think the Danity Kane situation is a little different. I mean, it's still not ideal as an artist, but I think the way that their contract is probably even worse than most because of the way that they were put together. Like,
yeah, the desperation.
Yeah, exactly. Through the show and all. But you know what I'm saying? Like when you do a show like that, mm-hmm. I'm sure they make you sign like a gang of shit. Like, yo, I'm putting this whole thing together. Y'all ain't coming with nothing. I'm selecting you. I'm putting the producers. I'm doing all this, this and that. You just a face for, you know, this vehicle that I'm putting together.
I wouldn't be shocked that this shit's any different than similar to what a group version of whatever those people get on American Idol.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, like we basically own you because we put this whole thing together. Like, you
if it wasn't for us, you'd still be doing whatever because you wasn't even doing this.
Exactly. So I kind of understand probably what his perspective would be on that because it's like, yeah, I put all the bread, the time, the energy, everything up, and you just you showed up and did what you had to do, and you got your check for doing that. But to a certain extent, everybody, you know, that's what the whole battle is right now, you know, between the WGA and the, you know, the SAG and AFTRA. It's to a certain extent a very similar argument of like just getting paid for your work that's played in perpetuity. You know, if people are streaming your shit, running your shit, like niggas like, yo, yeah, I got my check for writing this show or acting in this show. But if niggas is gonna put it on Paramount, HBO Max, Netflix, and running shit 50-100 million times into the ground. Like, damn, my nigga, I can't get a little back in. Like, you know.
But also, niggas is not making movies. Making songs that are getting like put in movies and shit. That's the only way you really gonna eat, nigga. If you making some shit that's gonna be like royalty based, that's like gonna get looped again, where nigga get an idea and be like, all right, I'm gonna put this in a commercial, or I'm gonna put this
in Grey's Anatomy or some shit.
But I will say this though, like with the advent of TikTok, like a lot of old songs is re-catching on. And like, I think even somebody had played, like Cardi B or somebody had played a Danity Kane song in one of her videos. And, I think it was Doja Cat. But anyway, regardless, like, I'm just saying old songs can have a new life outside of like the film placement shit, you know what I'm saying? Because of the way the TikTok algorithm shit works and somebody could just be playing it. Like the way those videos catch a wave is so crazy to me. I don't know if y'all saw the video with the young Hispanic girls, the sisters, mm-hmm. that was circling the internet. That shit has 78 million views, and it's like a 6-minute video. And I'm just like, man, this shit is crazy how fast a video can really catch fire online and just like, you know?
Yeah.
Change somebody's life or, you know, like the whole shit. It's just amazing. So I understand people's desire to want to have ownership over whatever their thing is, because as much as we say, or even Mark Curry or whoever says this shit is worth $300, nigga, you never know. Like, because he mentioned G Dep in this shit, which I thought was funny, because it's like, well, G Dep actually has one of those songs that could be worth some money because mm-hmm. it's a dance attached to it. So it's like, yep. if the Harlem Shake caught back on some dance shit on a video or whatever, or niggas use it in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial or some shit, like, nigga, he could get a real check. You feel me?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. So it's not completely shit. Worthless is all I'm saying. And like, having ownership of your shit, I think it's always important. You know what I'm saying? If you have something that was ever worth anything, it could Word. Be worth something again.
Word. Before we get out of here, I want to say rest in peace to Iris Grinstead from the group 702. She passed away after, you know, they haven't mentioned how she passed away, but she was 43. From the, you know, you may know her from hit songs like Where My Girls At, Steelo, I Still Love You. Rest in peace to you.
R.I.P. I Still Love You is one of the greatest Neptune songs and beats ever.
Ever, ever, dog. And on that note, for Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Amin, this has been a Black Opinions Matter. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Network. See y'all next week.